This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
Coming from those good old Netcast studios, it's Business Success Tips with Paul.
Hello there.
Lee.
Hello.
And myself. Andy is on hiatus.
He's in the Caribbean hanging out.
Andy's on a cruise. Andy, we miss you.
Really?
You're listening, Andy, we miss you.
That's right.
He didn't take me.
You have to carry this person.
Andy's our usual sound effect guy, and so what are we going to do tonight for sound effects?
You get to push the buttons.
I'll figure it out. Okay.
That's right. Well, you already dropped your ball, and you couldn't get your thing straightened out. And
hey. Oh, excuse me. This is not a good way to start.
You had enough problems. You know,
speaking of problems, boy, yeah. I'm involved with this startup company. And
oh, man. Remember we said we were going to start this company, Netcast Central?
Yeah, you guys remember that, right?
Well, we now have this company, right? We have this studio, 3,500 square foot studio, and we have, I guess, 8 people working between all of us. We're going to hire 8 more.
A lot of time.
So, you know, we have by a week from now, or by next Friday, Wednesday, we're going to have 12 employees. I don't know, 20 employees, something, a bunch of people.
We got shows. We got employees.
AKA minions.
We got to figure out how everything works.
We got partner disputes.
Partner disputes.
We got fighting over money.
Don't quit your job.
This is a pain in the ass.
This is a lot of work.
It's really... And everybody's working for free, or yeah.
So far, yeah.
So I figured out if we were actually charging for all of our time, we'd be losing $100,000 a month.
Yeah, this is probably about right.
Yeah.
Not to mention sleep. But we're all working for free because we love it, right?
That's right. Because we don't want to have a job.
That's right. Nah. And it all started with you, Lee. You realize that?
Yes.
Convincing me to this podcast bullshit. If you go back to our first podcast, it was in August.
Yeah, I think it's been about 6 months. Oh, by the by, this is our anniversary night tonight. This is our big 5-0.
And there's only 3 of us here to do it.
Wow.
And Andy's got the right idea. The 50th anniversary, he's in the Caribbean, and we're still here.
Right. What's up with that, you know?
Yeah.
So this is sort of like our 50th birthday party.
Right. And we have over 20,000 downloads now.
Yep, we've hit the over 20,000, so we thank you all very, very much for listening. It's
and tell
been a lot
your friend,
of fun.
Tell your friends, right?
Yep, that's
I think
right.
They
tell
are
friends.
Telling their friends.
That's
yep.
right. So, and send us the emails.
There you go. So SCS at sonic.net is the usual spot.
Right.
And tonight we're going to talk a little bit about, well, once you've got a company started,
then
what do you do?
Shit, what do you do?
As things start falling
well,
apart.
Let's talk about the challenges we've had.
Yes, yes.
Okay, well, one of the challenges is we have actually 5 official corporate stockholders, right?
Yes, we do.
And then we have...
I'm not one of them, just so our audience knows that.
Now, we incorporated as an LLC, is that
no,
right?
No, we're a C-Corp.
Or a C-Corp,
and then we have JC,
I'm
who's
pro
a...
pro bono.
That's right.
I don't know if that's the greatest.
Yeah, well, you're the inheritor.
You're the inheritor. You have a percentage
tick,
by
tick,
rights.
Tick, tick. Every second you get closer to death.
I see. That makes you feel really, really secure.
And you're a hell of a lot closer than me.
That's true. So, but JC's one of the founders.
There you go.
Even though he doesn't have any stock, he's a founder.
That's the great. Yeah, never found a company and don't get any stock. That you really did something right.
That's right.
He certainly is foundering now.
That's right. So, one of our first challenges was money, right?
Yes.
We started this. Everybody's going to put in like a couple $100, remember?
Yeah, yeah.
So I went to that, and I said, look.
Well, actually, it started out, we said, well, we better buy some equipment. So as a birthday present to Paul, I got a bunch of microphones, right?
Right.
Remember that?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then we had headsets.
Still using those
we're
microphones.
Still talking through them.
Right.
And Andy contributed stuff from the Radio Shack store, so that
right.
was good.
Right.
And little by little, we've opened our pocketbooks.
Right. But see, then we needed a bunch of stuff. So I said, okay, I'll put in like $5,000 or $10,000 worth of stuff. And then Steve wanted to place. I said, well, you buy all the furniture and stuff, and you can have, you know, you'll have a piece of this whole deal. And so he put in some stuff. And so we started at the other studio, right?
Yeah.
And that worked. And then we started
that
getting some...
2 months ago,
2 months,
months ago.
We started getting some clients. And the growing pains is every time you're trying to get consensus, it's totally a pain in the ass. I would rather be a benevolent dictator. But I have these other guys that don't see that way.
That's because we don't happen to always agree with your moves.
That's right. So it'd be easier for me as CEO and president is just do it.
But you, as you know, can't do this alone.
See, that's should be CEO in fact, I should be enforcer, and everyone will be happy. I don't see what the problem is.
What's the problem? Just go my way. You've got a problem.
The good news about this business model is none of us could really do this all alone.
That's true.
That's true. Everybody does bring something
and we
to
have
the
pot. I do sales. Steve does sales. And then we have two engineer guys. Right. And Lee does other stuff.
So the nice thing, we've got a good balance of talent, and everybody gets to participate. And so far, we've all participated in a relatively even fashion. I think everybody's had good stuff to put in. So,
but we have had our arguments.
No, so we haven't. Bullshit.
Bullshit. That's right. Fuck you.
Start it with me. That's right.
Airing out the company laundry.
That's right. Well, every company has laundry. The minute you have more than one person in a company,
somebody gets something dirty.
You have politics.
Right. Yeah.
And politics can cause.
And it's funny because that's everything in this company is going like we have great clients. Everybody who wants to buy it, it's like. This hugely great opportunity where everything in the business model is really working well. What do we have to call it? People. People are always
people
a problem.
Because we have any problem selling it.
No
right?
wonder robots, when they get artificial intelligence, always do get rid of people because we don't make any sense. We're
Well, and I remember, Paul, you said right at the start of this, I asked you specifically, what do you suppose would be the main thing that could go wrong or cause us a problem? And immediately, Paul, you said, well, people problems. We might have some getting along issues.
Right.
And I think that's the case. Like, whether it's like this or whether you and your buddy are, I don't know, starting a lemonade stand to be, you know, just like, you know, anything like that, there's always disputes. And it's like the people problems are the biggest problems in companies.
Right.
Yep.
So, and the way to handle those is one is like JC told me the other day, you know, somebody was bitching about somebody else who remained nameless. Somebody else complained about somebody else. And so, as this person, CEO person, people come to me and bitch. And I said the best thing was to do was just let it all go and not pass it on. So, someone comes to me and says, Lee, or Andy, I found it's good just to let it all go and not bring it up to each other unless it's really significant, because most of it just goes away if you don't they're like momentary things.
I think the important part of it is hearing everyone's side.
Yeah, and I think our ability to sit around and, you know, discuss things in a pretty reasonable fashion is really, really healthy.
And you're not doing any sound effects, you know that.
What do you mean I'm not doing any sound
effects?
And I'm
loving it. We can talk.
That's one of my
Now he feels better.
I feel better already.
Yeah, I keep looking at the list of sound effects, and I'm not quite sure what they all are here, but we'll figure it out.
Okay, fine. Oh, there we go.
One of our favorites.
That's our chauvinistic sound effect. We don't have guys doing that. So as I see, the issue here has been having people get along, and issues come over, we should spend money on that or not spend money on that. And everybody comes from sort of either a different financial, like, people make more money than other people, have more money to spend, or people are willing or not willing to spend money. So that always comes up.
It's just like a marriage. What's the, you know, since we're not having sex here, the next most important thing is money.
Right, to SCS. Come visit us.
So money is going to be an issue, and how much to spend where is always the discussion, I think, in pretty much all companies.
Like it's an allocation resource. Like, I just say, just buy the stuff. You know, I mean, what is the big deal? And they go, no, we have to make sure, you know, is it a good expenditure? Also, just buy it. If you don't use it, we'll, you know, find something else. Because to me, many of our discussions are like, there's this big pile of gold out there. It's just a huge pile of gold. And somebody says, you know how much a shovel costs? Not only debating the shovel, we're trying to get there with a teaspoon and go, well, to go from a teaspoon to shovel is pretty expensive. And I'm just going, you know, we're trying to get this thing to millions and people are debating the price of a computer. It drives me nuts. Oh,
I do kind of, I'm a free spending kind of guy.
Well, I only know that...
And since Andy's not here, this is the...
Yeah.
We gang up on Lee's show.
That's right. Well, the Lee gets to work by an hourly rate, and so all the money that Lee spends means he gets to work more rather than less. So there's maybe an issue around that for me. I just like But here's the thing, is I like to be sure that when we're going to have expenditures, we're putting it in the right place. So far, we've been pretty good. Most of the equipment we bought, other than some software that none of us seem to like, has been pretty well placed.
But it seems to me like we were debating a phone system. I think it was like $600. I go, come on, let's just do the phone system. We're debating, you know, CRM, which is $45 a person or something. So that's a lot of money. I'm looking at a business. I really think that we can generate you know, $5,000 a day per studios, and we could do like four or five studios. That's a lot of money.
And I think this business can generate well more than enough to pay for all that stuff. Hasn't done it yet.
Right. And so what happens to me is I do have my moments of doubt because I have a couple other businesses. I have a mortgage business.
See, and now I don't have any moments of doubt, and that's interesting that you would say that.
No, my moment of doubt is I'm making – pick
a
number.
He always has moments of doubt.
I'm making, say, a couple hundred thousand in both businesses, my mortgage business and my consulting business or something like that. So I'm saying, well, I'm going to cut down on both those, right, so I can do this. And my overhead is like $30,000 a month, so I'm going, oh, shit. Is this really going to work
or not?
Well,
hold the phone here because you shouldn't have to cut back on either of those businesses because you still have a lot of time off that you're not working anyway.
That's right. Now I actually feel like some of the people that work three full-time labor jobs, now I have three full-time business jobs.
Oh. Where's the violin? Is there a violin sound effect?
If anyone out there is actually working three jobs to make like ends meet
right.
And you're bitching about your $30,000 a month overhead and, oh, I sort of feel...
Sorry, no sympathy.
No sympathy.
You love what you do, and you work hard at it, but it ain't hard work.
No, it's not hard. So. Actually, I'd rather work than do most anything, except maybe screw or something. But
so, aside from those things, our biggest issue right now has to do not so much with money, but the logistics of how we're going to actually produce everything that we need to produce, how to keep track of it,
and
how
that's kind of the next step when you're starting a business. I got the great idea, but how do you get
It's the implementation part. And Paul has always said he's great on the marketing and sales, but sometimes short on the delivery. Is that true?
That's not what she said.
Oh.
That's the wrong button. So now you've got the people. You've raised some cash. In fact, we had somebody, this is really funny, was looking at possibly giving us, $4 million or 40% of the company, and I'm going, do we really need the money?
No.
I don't think we do because we have a model that's sort of self-funding. And we're supplying enough money to make it work, so I don't think we need the other cash. But what's interesting is now we have probably 10 maybe potential clients, something like that, that are various. Then we have people working on. And those 10 people have some more people. So I have besides the 10 people we're going to hire as producers, we got 140 applicants for we call engineers. So we've got maybe six engineers. We have maybe 10 clients. They all have maybe 15 people involved.
Let me interrupt. How does this apply to our listeners? Let's talk about that.
Well, what applies? If you start something, you've got to anticipate the chaos. Because if you don't have any chaos, you're screwed because you're just sitting there waiting for customer
There's
to call.
There's nothing going on.
There's nothing going on. But if you have customers and those customers have friends and things are happening, you end up with... Right now, there's probably, if you count the customers, us, all the consultants we're hiring, blah, 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 producers. Maybe there's 50 people in this whole mix right now. It's not huge. It's only 50 people.
Now,
but it's chaos.
Yeah, but so you're saying to the listeners, look forward to the chaos. Is that right?
Controllable chaos.
It's control. I guess what they need to do when you start a business.
Persevere through the chaos.
Right. And just sort of be centered, be in the moment, all that kind of zen stuff, and know that it'll all work out. Because it is sort of a zoo. I mean, we had a guy scheduled for tonight's show who canceled out 5 minutes for the show. Steve was going to go, but he said, well, I can give you the – I got two choices. I can either give you your list tonight or I can be in the show. I said, give me the list because I need to make phone calls tomorrow. So there's all this stuff that's happening all the time.
So these in particular are scheduling issues that we're dealing with right now, for one thing, and that is difficult. We have to have a centralized calendar, but everybody still has to have an opportunity to see it.
We've also got those two kinds of things. We've got – the ultimate high-tech, CRM system that has a gazillion buttons and whistles. Nobody knows how to use. And then we have the ultimate scheduling book, which is like this, book with a pencil.
It looks like it came straight from an old-fashioned dentist's office.
Right.
Well, it's kind of like when you start a business, you want to implement what's appropriate at the time, but what also is going to be appropriate in the future or kind of will...
So
grandfather into something appropriate.
I think you need to keep in mind, the vision. Because I keep going, how do we get to... I was thinking 50 million, now maybe down to 10 million. I'm getting a little scared. Can we really do it? But it's you keep thinking of the vision and what it's going to look like then and the parts you need to put together.
Well, part of the vision and part of the parts we were working on today, and this is for everybody to listen to because I think it's important, this has to do with two ends of the business. One end of the business has to do with marketing, sales. That's getting the business and how that actually works. The second part of the business is actually production. Production is making the product and delivering it. And both of those need a system where we can track everything that goes through each system and know if we're on target, if we don't drop the ball on somebody, if we don't lose a contact, lose a publication, whatever.
And by their very nature, those are at odds. I've worked with hundreds of companies.
They are, yes, they are.
And I agree that usually when people, one of the things that's unique about us is we actually have strong people on both sides. Usually when people start businesses, they're like-minded people. That's why they want to go into business. And usually either you get a marketing team together because they're all into marketing and like selling
stuff.
Sell. Or you get like production guys who are like, let's build a cool product and someone will want it, you know. And you don't. Lots of companies start off and they don't get that mesh between let's sell it produce it.
That's right. And we have that mix here, which is good. And in addition to that, our mix includes people who may have technical backgrounds, but also with business backgrounds.
Yeah.
So to someone out there who's starting a business and needs to have a company or put together a company, a good mix of personnel with a variety of backgrounds is real key to putting together
a business
that's more than one person.
Don't be afraid to hire somebody who thinks an asshole. Because... No, seriously.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Sit now. Don't be afraid to hire somebody who thinks an asshole.
No, I mean their opinion.
I will really have a problem with that.
No, I mean because I'm not saying they don't have integrity.
Well, I think you hire people. You might hire someone different than you that you might not hang out with on a social basis, but hiring an asshole is a kind of different thing.
That may be an extreme.
I mean,
I would take someone here. I would take someone who I get along with, who I can train on the technical side much more than someone who's already technical, who's really a jerk to work with.
Yeah.
That's true. But we've been arguing since the first days in your living room, which is probably the good news.
No, we haven't.
Bullshit.
and
anyway, but when you get the conflict between sales. Sales is always trying to sell stuff and goes, it'll work, don't worry, we'll just put it out there.
Right.
And production's going, no, it isn't right.
It's not
we need
ready.
To fix it. It's not
we need
ready.
More time.
We need more time. And if you just sell, you can be Microsoft. But if you just produce...
Yeah, you can certainly put out a lousy product.
I see.
And if you can't sell, you're a Macintosh guy.
That's right. You own 7% of the market, but it still works.
It works great.
So, but that conflict is critical.
It's a good conflict to have.
So don't be afraid. You know, when you want to start a company, go find somebody. It's sort of like, what is it? If you want to get married, just to find, you know, if, instead of getting divorced, find a woman you hate and give her a house. You heard that one?
We've heard that on this show a few times. Yeah. But it's really true. If you're going to have a business, make sure that the people who are working with you have the diverse opinion. Even if you know you're going to have a totally different idea about how to do something, at least you'll find middle ground.
Well,
that'll
it's kind of a funny thing because you need diversity for a successful company because there's a lot of aspects to run any company. But at the same time, diversity is what causes conflict and personalities.
Right.
So that's really the two things, you know. The functionality of getting a diverse group of people to work together in a cohesive kind of unit, and that's a successful company in the long run, is one with diverse skill sets, yet able to manage the personalities and get along.
I was listening to a podcast today, and it was Leo Laporte interviewing the founders of Apple Computer, and it was real interesting talking about Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak because they were very, very different. Wozniak was the engineer. He wanted to tinker, make things work. All he cared about was learning about and making computers. On the other hand, Steve Jobs, he was the marketing and sales guys. He says, guys, we can make a mint with this. And they were totally at odds about where they were headed, but they still hung in there together and made an incredible company,
so,
Apple Computer.
Maybe this ties in. If you're going to quit your job, maybe it's better to quit your job with somebody else that has, you know, somebody has to sell it and somebody has to make it.
Yeah.
And if you don't have both of those, I've seen a lot of people who quit their jobs and go on their own and they've got no sales skills and the company just dies. Another case, I know people that quit the job and they go on their own. They can sell, but they haven't got a lot to sell.
Right. Can't deliver.
So if
and
you
that
can,
only works for Oracle and companies like that. They're the
no,
only
that's
people
Siebel.
Can,
they don't have to deliver.
Siebel can sell.
So, but if you've got both, I mean, that's part of creating a company. And then the key is you can also have conflict. But I've tanked two companies, and it's because there was two, remember the couple. Lee was in with both of those.
I've been in on a few tanks.
Right. And what happens was...
I'm not feeling so good about this ship anymore.
No, but... here comes the shore. But they, what happened is there became conflicts between the partners, and then that actually sunk the business. And it wasn't that the business wasn't making money. It was that the partners couldn't get along. So you somehow have to get the mix between... getting along well enough to stay together, but at the same time, you have enough diversity to where one can sell and one can produce.
And that's what I'd say is the secret sauce.
And it's really hard to all do in one in
yeah,
one person.
Listen to our previous show on contention, for example, because you know it's a good thing to have.
I'm not listening to that. Screw you.
You don't listen to any of them.
That's true.
That's true. I don't.
That's true. You just talk and go.
Oh, it's a podcast anyway.
That's right. Talk and go. So I guess this show is about what kind of team it makes to succeed. And it's much better.
The recipe for success, if you ask me.
Right. And the thing is, if you're going to quit your job, probably don't do it alone.
That's right.
All those people who quit their job after the first show are really pissed off at you now. Well, they're like, you wait till the 50th show to tell me this?
That's right. Well, they're back to work again, and they got another shot at it.
That's right.
Out
yeah.
of their unemployment.
And it takes a few shots. I mean, don't be afraid to risk, because otherwise there's no
gain
at all.
Before you hit on this one, how many companies have you tried?
How many have I trashed? I probably started, I don't know, 10 companies maybe. And, you know, a couple hit really big, a couple hit okay, and several went down the tank.
Well, I'd say a couple hit okay. Hit really big.
Nothing's ever gone to the millions and millions. No. They've done.
And Lee's been in a few himself.
You bet.
You know, we sold one for $1.5 million, and one the good one that's $1 billion a year makes about $1 million profit. But that's
so
the best
really
I've done.
It's kind of, I mean, it is a hit and miss thing. So right. don't feel discouraged.
Just keep swinging, you know.
This is a good show because you get that right team together, you get that diversity. And you get someone, because you kind of have to have someone who can manage all the personalities.
And it's sort of like a marriage without sex. I mean, you have to hang in there through the thick and thin.
I have no sex with you.
That's right.
on that note, we better wrap it up.
You guys did go to college together.
That's right. And I do stay at his house a lot. So.
All right, and we're out. Well, thank you all for joining us this fine 50th show.
Our 50th show. Thank you so much.
And Andy, I hope you're not sunburning.
Yeah, there in the Caribbean.
God bless.
And there it is, another episode of Business Success Tips. Thanks as always for joining us. You can check out our website online at businesssuccesstips.org. Send us an email at friends@businesssuccesstips.org. Or if you're a Twitter stalker, find us at twitter.com/BSTpodcast. Thanks. We'll see you next time.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.
FileMaker Pro is the most widely used desktop database available today.
If you're just getting started, or if you're an old hand, we've got something for you.
We have a podcast that we call FM Success Tips, and we have a lot of fun talking about developing advanced IT solutions in FileMaker Pro. Our show is available weekly for free from iTunes. Just search on FM Success Tips.
Download and listen today.